You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Across the Desk
with Clement Maniatela
on 702.
So on Across the Desk today, we are exploring the science of massage therapy. I'm exploring that science and art behind massage therapy, and I've invited some massage therapists to join me for this hour. And if you are a massage therapist yourself, I'd like to hear from you what your experience has been. What's so lovely about being a massage therapist and what's so challenging about it? And if you've got some questions for my guests as well, you're welcome to give us a call, your WhatsApp voice notes as well. The number to call is 011-883-0702. WhatsApp's on 072-702-1702. Okay, let me introduce them. We've got Aisha Kadia, massage therapist. Aisha, thank you for coming in. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. Thank you for having me. And good morning to all the listeners of 702.
So who are you with? Where do you work as a massage therapist?
So I'm Aisha Kadia from Lush Life Health and Beauty. Mm-hmm. I am a business based in Lanesia.
Mm-hmm.
I am an internationally qualified somatologist as well as a massage therapist.
Ah, wonderful. And Nancy Sibanda, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're all well.
And who are you with, Nancy?
Okay, I am Nancy. I am the founder of Nancy Skin Solution. I'm a qualified therapist. I've been in the industry for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I am a trainer, an MC, a host, and I've got my own product range.
Wonderful. We also have Acho Abonga Mteto, who is a sports massage therapist. Acho, thank you so much for also making time. What do you do?
Good morning, Clement, and good morning to all your listeners. My name is Acho Abonga Mteto. I'm a sports massage therapist, qualified. I do sports massage therapy at Iron Image in Waterworld, Virgin Active. I've been doing this for quite some time now, since I got my degree from the University of Western Cape. I did BSc Sports Science, which then I went to further and did sports massage therapy.
So I want you guys to tell me, and let's start with you, Aisha. When did you realize, okay, I want to be a massage therapist? Like, were you always passionate about it? Or is it something you realized sometime later in life?
So I was really passionate about being a massage therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Basically because it makes people feel relaxed, and it's actually my passion. Mm-hmm. To, you know, make people feel special and to help them with anything that's troubling them and so on.
That's lovely. That's lovely. So did you tell your parents that that's what I want to study?
So, yes, I did.
Yeah.
And then I found out further about somatology.
Mm.
And then it included massage therapy. So I did it as a whole.
Ah, wonderful. What about you, Nancy? Have you always known this is what you wanted to do?
Yes, definitely. I've always known that I wanted to be in the beauty space.
Yeah.
You know, just making people look and feel beautiful. So it's something that, you know, I realized that I enjoy doing. In high school, I was that girl coming in with nail polish and makeup and doing people in the back and getting
during
into trouble
break,
for
yeah,
it.
Of course.
Because, you know, I wanted to extend my eyebrows and put on lipstick. And
yeah,
I brought it to them. And ever since then, I've grown with it.
Yeah. Do you sometimes get people ask, like, you're a guy, how does it work as a massage therapist? Because there's not a lot of male massage therapists, are they?
There isn't really, but I mean, it's a very broad space for massage therapy, especially sports massage.
Mm.
It is a very professional profession. We do work mostly on muscle manipulation, helping people move better. So we're based in gyms, in sports clubs, in schools, wherever you can find us. It's basically helping people move better. It's recovery, it's treatment, it's a professional space. We have work ethic about it. It's a professional space.
Yeah, so you're one of those that will say, you need to stretch. I don't stretch before I go to gym and even after. And that's why I always have body pains, because I find stretching so...
No, definitely. You really need to avoid those muscle knots. You want to try to avoid those muscle knots. This is why you'd have to see me probably after, because that extensive gymming, extensive muscle knots, you will have trouble moving better.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to move
better,
right?
Listen, I've got body pains right now as I talk, because I struggle with just stretching after gym, but that's something I need to do, and maybe Acho Abonga will help me out with that. So how does it work when people come? I'm going to be honest, like, when I go for a massage, I hate feeling that foam. I'm like, can you just come and massage me? You know, the foam where you have to say, like, do you have any, you know, health problems? Where do you need us to focus on? I mean, I get that's important, but sometimes I'm like, I just want to get in there and just make me relax. Why is that form important, Aisha?
So, Clement, basically that form is important because we need to know your background. We need to know, do you suffer with high blood pressure? Mm. Do you have any open wounds? Have you had surgery in the last 6 weeks? We have to know that. And the reason we have to know that is that if we don't do that background, we're not going to be able to see if we can work on the area. Mm. So we have to know your background.
Mm.
And you have to give us consent to perform the massage on
you. Oh, yes, the consent.
So it protects us as a therapist, and it protects our entire institute as well.
Yeah. How do you decide on the hours, Nancy, when you have, you know, sometimes it's an hour. I mean, I think for most people, as soon as you're all's done, we wish you can take, you can spend another 10 minutes, but you guys are always on time. It's like you time yourselves. As soon as it's like, ha, 60 minutes, that's it.
I think that's always the case, you know, because your body starts to relax, you know, and me as the therapist, I am now not just only physically massaging you. I am now like in the same aura with you. So we're both relaxed. You wish you can continue. For me, I personally don't like doing 30-minute massage because I don't feel like I get in touch with my client. So I prefer 45 minutes to about, you know, 1.5 hours, because there you can really manipulate the muscles. You can get into the muscles, move the lactic acid, help to depress the stress nodules. So, you know, it's just like having a conversation with the body. And it's short, you don't get deep into it, and you feel like you actually haven't healed the person.
Oh, I like that. Having a conversation with the body.
Yeah, having a conversation with the body. It's back and forth. You don't need to talk. The body language will tell you. Like, for instance, my guys who run a lot and come in for full body massages, they always tend to, you know, jump around when I do their legs because they take a lot of strain. There's a lot of build up there. So, you know, as you massage, it tells a story. I mean, you're just able to put two and two together and work more where you need to.
That's so lovely. You should write a book about this.
I think I should.
So, Acho Abonga, how do you manipulate these muscles there? Like, how do you know? Because I imagine you've got a degree in this. You need to understand how the body is structured and. So how do you manipulate the muscles? How do you know this is what I've got to do to deal with pains here, or for this client to feel relaxed in this manner?
I mean, Clement, like I said, this course that I did was offered when I was in varsity, right? So basically you need to have an anatomy background. You need to understand the human muscles, right? You need to know origin to insertion. Like I said, we massage mostly origin to insertion along the muscle fiber, along towards the heart for venous return to the heart. You basically need to have your anatomy in check. You need to know your anatomy background. You need to know where the muscles originate, where they insert, how the muscle fibers run. You need to massage along the muscle fiber, basically.
Jeez, guys, you guys are so detailed and so technical. It's so fascinating. Because we never know about these. Like, we think, okay, coming and you're moving your hands, but you guys are actually, you know which muscles to touch and how to touch them and what the impact is. Aisha, do you like it when people respond when you are massaging them, or do you just prefer the silence and that music? Also, where do you get that music?
YouTube.
It is relaxing.
Spotify.
Yeah.
It's a whole playlist on Spotify. You can use it.
Yeah, and it is relaxing.
It is.
Do you prefer, because sometimes massage therapists will ask you, okay, is it fine? Is it okay? And most of the time I fall asleep within the first 5 minutes. So I'm not going to respond because I'm deep asleep until you tell me to turn around. What do you prefer as massage therapists? You know, do you want to communicate with people? Because sometimes people want to tell you their problems, or they just want to have a conversation. And I wonder if it distracts you and your flow.
So it does distract us.
Yeah.
So when a client wants to have a conversation.
Yeah.
So first I start off my massage and I'm like, okay, is my pressure fine?
Yeah.
And after that, I just want them to relax and be quiet and fall asleep. Because obviously massaging is supposed to be relaxing. It's not supposed to be something where you are awake and where you're talking. And it's supposed to be calm, relaxing, serene, you know.
So don't have a conversation.
Yeah, no conversation.
And you?
For me, I am totally different. Yeah. I am a talker. I want to chat to my clients. I want to know about their kids. I want to know about their husband, what they're making for dinner. So, you know, I'm a talkative person.
Yeah.
And I always chat with my clients. But also, I think as a therapist, and I think you would agree with me, is that you need to learn how to read body language.
Mm.
You know, if your client comes in, you know, she's uncomfortable, she's all stiff, you can tell she doesn't want to talk. Some people don't want to open up.
Mm.
So you as the therapist, you need to decipher exactly, you know, is she a talker or not, and then you take it from there.
Are you a talker?
I mean, you
deal with sports people, so...
No, definitely. I mean, I'm your fitness guy. I'm a personal trainer, so, I mean, I come back from the gym, training people, I'm talking to people, and that's a different background, like Nancy said. You need to read the room, right? So some people had a long day. Now, what if this person is a political person, and I want to touch into politics, and then it's a very big topic, and it's just killing the mood of the massage itself.
Yeah.
So you read the room... let the person lead, basically. Let the person lead. You do obviously want to get feedback, like every now and then, like, oh, how's it feeling? How's it going? Are you enjoying it? Am I helping you? Because we are therapists at the end of the day. But reading the room is very important, and you don't want to touch into something that's going to just put the person off.
Yes, yes. 011-883-0702. You can send WhatsApps as well on 072-702-1702. I'm learning so much from Aisha, Acho Abonga, and Nancy. And if you've got some questions, you can give us a call. If you're a massage therapist yourself, I want to hear from you. And if you're a person who loves going for massages, how do you normally deal with it? I want to take those calls as well. 011-883-0702.
Across the Desk
with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
It's 25 minutes after 11 o'clock. I'm hosting massage therapists on Across the Desk this morning, and we're exploring the science and art behind massage therapy. If you've got some questions, if you've got some comments, 011-883-0702. I'm going to ask you guys to put on your earphones because I'm going to take some calls now and some voice notes. Let's start with Derek in Klerksdorp. Derek, good morning. Hello, Derek.
My girlfriend told me she used to be a massage therapist.
Yeah.
So she says she got a lot of guys. She got a lot of men. When she massages them, they would feel so comfortable and so happy. Start asking her things like, hey, what are you doing later? Give me your number. What?
Oh, wow.
That awkward stuff. So do your guests get that, and how do they get about it?
Great question there, Derek. So how does your girlfriend deal with it?
She said she ignored them, blah, blah, blah. But eventually she left the profession because apparently it was getting a bit too much.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, imagine when you have to leave the profession because it's getting too much. Derek, thank you so much for that. Do you guys sometimes get that Derek says his girlfriend is a massage therapist and she's had to leave the profession because she used to have instances where she would be massaging particularly guys and they would start asking him, oh, what are you doing later? Let's start with you, Nancy. Do you sometimes have that experience?
You know, I've had that instance for many, many years from the time I started doing my first massages. It's very uncomfortable. You don't feel safe. You feel violated. To the point that where I used to work, we had to actually wear panic buttons because sometimes the person, I had an instant, he tried to hold on to me, you know.
Oh my goodness.
You know, there's really no safe space for therapists. Yes, we do sometimes report these things. And I don't blame people like that. I also have friends whose husbands have asked them to stop doing massage. Because there are some men who come in, sometimes women, that it's an erotic plot. Massage is purely to work on the muscles, to relax, to realign, to balance, to open chakras. It has got nothing to do with, you know, being erotic or stimulating something that's not meant to be stimulated. It's all in the mind, you know. So if you cannot control that when you are being handled by a woman who is actually trying to heal, then maybe you're at the wrong place. You need to go, I don't know, to a fun shop or an adult shop where they can help you there, not here with us therapists, correct?
Exactly.
Correct. Nancy's right about that.
Yeah, so how do you guys deal with it like that when we've got men that are also beginning to make remarks because now they are reacting in a certain way while you are trying to help them relax and deal with their muscles?
So, Clement, I've heard of friends that have encountered this with males coming in wanting to have an erotic experience.
Yeah.
But I myself have not experienced it. Mm. I only see females in my business.
Mm.
So in my massage therapy room, I only
Oh, are you specific
females.
About that?
Yes, only females. Mm. And also because of my religion, because I'm a Muslim, we're not allowed to touch a male, any other male, except our husbands.
Mm.
So I don't see any males.
Yeah.
I only strictly see females.
Mm. And what about you, Achuabonga? I mean, is that like similar experience with you? I imagine you have massaged males and females.
Yes, no, I have, Clement. But I mean, since I'm a guy, it's tend to be different. But most people expect that other ladies will come on to me as a guy.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, it's all about the profession. It's all about the etiquette, all about the code of conduct. I mean, I'm here to help you. It's a therapeutic session. It's like visiting a doctor, basically. So
yeah.
If I stick to my code of conduct, if I stick to my etiquette, it's all a massage. Like,
do you guys have a code of conduct? Like, this is how you're supposed to behave when you are delivering the service?
No, definitely. I feel like it was given in my course. I don't know about the ladies. Yeah. It was given in my course. This is the code of conduct. These are the etiquette. It's how you perform as a therapist, how you carry yourself around people. It's how you speak as well. You don't touch certain topics. You don't touch certain places as well.
Yeah.
You don't lead the person on. You don't open a room for anything else, like Nancy said.
Oh, that's fascinating. Let's take Lerato in Tsakane. Lerato, good morning.
Good morning, Clement. How are you?
I'm all right. You've been a massage therapist for how long now? Over 15 years.
That's right. For over 15 years.
Mm.
I also studied dermatology, but then I decided to focus more on the massage. But I don't believe that massage shows me. I didn't choose it. Because I believe I'm a healer, and I love working with my hands. So, you know, that feeling you get when someone tells you how they feel after you've massaged them, nothing beats that. I also do corporate, I do wellness days, that's what I concentrate on. I do wellness days in corporate companies, and yeah, and private, what do you call it, government department. That's what I do, basically. So I've been doing massage for many months now.
Wow.
I can do it every day.
Yeah.
I don't get tired of it. I can do every single day of my life.
Oh, that's fascinating. Wow, over 15 years. Lerato Ntsakane, thank you so much for calling in. It's just after 11:30.
Across the desk
with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
All right, let's continue our conversation with massage therapists Aisha Kadia, Acho Abonga Mteto, and Nancy Sibanda. First of all, I said I'll ask you this. Let me start with you, Nancy. Do you have family sometimes going, or even your partner is like, hey, babe, I'm going to get a massage lab. And they don't want to pay for it.
Yeah, no, I do. But I am very upfront that I do want payment.
Yeah.
Look, for my clients who I've been with for a long time, when it's their birthdays, I always offer maybe a 30% with their massage.
Nice.
Just a way of giving back to my clients who've been with me for a long time.
Mm.
So I always give a discount, but my family must pay. The only person who's not allowed to pay is Bae.
Bae can get a massage any day. And you, Aisha, if your mom says, I've got some pain here. Like, do you like mommy? This is how much it costs.
Yes, I am. Only for my granny.
Yeah.
She'll get free treatment. But
and
my mom,
else has
no,
to
she
pay.
Needs to pay for it.
And
my entire family.
Yeah.
And including Bae.
Including Bae. Wow. Nancy is more kinder with Bae. And you, Acho?
I mean, Clement, with me, the only person who could probably get a massage is my mom, because I mean, she paid for the course. It wasn't really a cheap course back in varsity, so I can give my mom a massage anytime. But surprisingly enough, she doesn't want them.
She never does.
Yeah, she never does. It's okay with her.
But also, would it be awkward for you?
It's my mom.
Yeah.
Or would it be awkward? It wouldn't be awkward. It's my mom.
Yeah.
Like, mom, this is what I did at school. This is what I do at
work. Let me show you, and it's going to relax
what
you.
I know. You understand? My family, they know it's my hustle. I'm young. I'm hustling. It's my grind. So please respect my grind. So they can't pay, then it's cool. But surprising enough, it's an art. Like you said, it's an art. If you don't practice it, you lose it. So during COVID times or like heavy lockdown, I was like, you know what? I'm forgetting certain techniques. I woke up to anyone. My brother-in-law like, yo, do you want a massage? And then but that was like heavy lockdown. Now we're back in business, so you gotta pay.
That's wonderful. Namsha in Kempton Park, good morning.
Good morning, Clement. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
Yeah, go ahead. What's your experience?
Yes, what I was saying is that, my client just called me that I'm listening to 702.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you are talking about the massages.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, I've been in the industry as well from 2007. Mm. Yeah, I started working as a massage therapist, and then 2009, I opened my mobile. What I'm saying is that, there's a challenge when it comes to some guys. Because when they are coming for the massages, they are always asking for happy endings.
Mm. Do they say it like that, Namhla, that, or do they ask you if you offer that?
Yeah, they ask you do you offer happy endings. Even sometimes others, when they are calling you, they'll ask, are you guys offering the happy endings or not?
Yo.
Mm. So it's...
How do you deal with that?
I really hate... No, I deal with it immediately because at the end of the day, I feel like insulted. Because remember, this is what I spend time, I go to school to. And then if you are now coming to insult me, because when you meet a happy ending, you cannot make a spa as if you are a brother.
Exactly.
You are professionals that are in the business.
Mm.
So you're supposed to treat us as such.
Mm. Sure. Mm. Yeah. No, Namhla, thank you for sharing that experience with us. I mean, people who already call, I mean, they must go to these erotic ntontoni places because that is very clear. In fact, you don't even need to ask. Just walk in there, you'll be given what you want. Like, why are you trying to turn these massage parlors into what they are not, right? Let's go to some of the WhatsApp messages as well. Okay, we've gotten Namhla on. We've got another message here. It says, Clement, I'm part of the Therapeutic Massage Association of South Africa. All our members are registered with the Allied Health Association, and as such, their patients are able to claim from the MSA from various medical aid. Anyone can do a 2-year diploma at Potch University and get registered and join the AHPCSA and the Massage Therapists Association of South Africa. We're looking always for new therapists. Please check out the course at Potch. That's Ingrid who sent us a message. So if you're interested to get into the industry, that's what you can do there. Another person says, Clement, can you please ask your guests, particularly U Acho Abonga, on training with, is it sciatica? I don't know how you pronounce that. This listener says, I've been struggling to train because of the pain, so I always wonder which professional is best to help me train.
I'd like to think they're referring to the sciatic nerve.
Sciatica. Okay, yeah, sciatic nerve, all right.
Yeah, so typically the sciatic nerve runs down your spine, right?
Yeah.
So with nerves, what happens is that if your nerve is pinched or has an impulse or a knot on top of it, it will affect your other body as well. Like you said, like we said earlier, it's helping you move better, improve your performance, your flexibility, and just to release those knots. So with the sciatic nerves, which will help you obviously run down your nerve, down your back, it'll obviously pinch your hamstrings, your lower back. You have these lower back pains. So typically you can actually visit any one of us, but I would obviously recommend a sports massage therapist because we manipulate those muscles around the sciatic nerve and help you move better.
Okay, how do people... Okay, I'll ask you guys this at the end, how people can get a hold of you if they want to come visit you guys and become new clients. But this listener who sent this message, just listen up for Acho Abonga's details so that you can get in touch with him, because this listener wants to know which professional is best suitable to help him. Let's go to some voice notes also coming on 072-702-1702.
Good morning, Clement. Thank you. Nice show. It's Namsa from Centurion. I just want to find out what is the difference between the work that is done by the biokinetist compared to what the therapists are there that they are doing when it comes to the massage and the injuries. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. Aisha, who wants to take that? The difference between what they do, biochemists and the massage therapist, is there any difference?
Well, Clement, typically biochemists use more exercise physiology, more exercise programs. So they bring in an exercise program to help this person prevent or better the injury or come back to recovery. Would typically probably be the second phase of the recovery. We do muscle manipulation. We actually physically touch the person. Bios don't usually always touch the person, right? They use more exercise programs to help the person better the performance or recover from the injury. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
All right, Clement. I just wanted to ask something. So do they ever get tired when they get home? Do they ever massage their partners? You know, I, for one, I wouldn't mind to have somebody who's professional can massage me on a daily basis. Thank you, bye.
On a daily basis, as if you'll pay for it on a daily basis. How often does your bae get a massage?
As in when he pleases, just depends if he keeps treating me like a queen.
Then you're treating like a king.
Oh, yes.
Nice one. Here's another voice note.
Hi, Clement. Good morning. Hey, my name is Mary from Guatemala. I once went for a massage. I don't know whether they call it the Japanese massage or what, where they walk on you and they karate you like what? You come out so instead of being relaxed. It was the first time that I did it, and it is the last time. I would not recommend it for anyone. It is so. You come out like walking very slowly. Bye.
You can hear how frustrated you are. So I was once on holiday in Thailand, and I took mm-hmm. the Thai massage.
Yes, the Thai massage.
And it was done by the people there. So yeah, I know what this is talking about. I came out and I was in pain. Some people actually prefer that, right? They prefer like the hard part.
The deep tissue massaging. Yeah? It's mainly for like your sports massaging.
Yeah.
Because it goes deeper into the muscle. So you work deeper into the muscle, and it provides more, what can I say? It provides like, a more relaxing sensation, and it is very sore. So
it is sore. Have you done that, Nancy? or do you more do the soft, medium, and then hard, but the normal massage?
Well, I think once you qualify as a therapist, you know your strengths. Yeah. I remember when I worked in therapy, I always got the guys because I've got strong hands. Also, personally, as a therapist, I don't feel like I've done a good massage if I haven't kneaded on the knots, clicked a little bit, you know, caused a little bit of erythema, which is redness. So I think it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for those who keep wanting free massages, I do hard massage. I do deep massage. I massage men. So, yeah.
But you have to see your client. So if your client's bony, you can't apply that much pressure. If they have more muscle, then you can apply that pressure.
And are you always doing like hard?
No, not really. I mean, again, it's for the purpose of the massage. If the person's coming just to relax, then we'll take it like that, just relax. But recently we worked at a CrossFit competition that was supposed to be in Joburg. So these people are lifting heavy weights on a regular. So we needed to like quickly release those muscle knots quickly. And then I'm working with that also, is preparing for the comrades. I can't be all deep tissue on him all the time because he's running on a weekly basis. So again, it's the purpose of the massage.
Yeah.
What's this person doing? Again, like Aisha said, how muscular is this person? What are they about? Yeah. What do they want?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. But the Thai massage, my goodness. But people love it. There are many people who actually love the Thai. But wait until it's the Thai who give you the Thai massage.
I think it's people who suffer with a lot of back pain, like the deep tissue.
Yeah.
It releases the knots.
Wonderful. Okay, here's another voice note.
Morning, Clement. Jabulani from Wadville in Benoni. Can you please ask your guests if they do use those stones, those hot stones? If they do, if they ever bend their client, maybe with a hot stone. Thank you.
Do you use hot stones?
Yes.
And how hot must they be so that they don't burn your client?
They do get really hot.
Yeah.
They do. But before you put it on your client, obviously you have to test it before you burn your client.
Yeah. Have you ever had an instance where a client was like banned?
I've burned myself.
Yeah,
I can agree with it. I've burned myself.
I think also if you're doing a hot, you know, body massage, you want to warm up the client's body.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll put my LED lights on so that by the time the hot stone actually touches the body, it's already warm and it's not a shock. So but I think above, you know, all therapists burn themselves because you need to check.
We burn ourselves and
you test it first before it gets on my body.
Yes.
And then the oils, how do you guys decide on the oils you use?
Again, the form that you spoke about was very needed for that, because people have allergies, people have certain skin irritations. Yeah. So we need to know, do you have any allergies, do you have certain skin irritations? But typically we use very natural oils, which not a lot of people are very sensitive to or allergic to. So you mix it up, you defend also your relaxing oils. You mix up a nice oil, depending on what the person really wants. Again, avoid allergy prone oils. So you mix something up very natural.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Yeah, just to add to what he was saying, you know, there's a massage called an aromatherapy massage
where
you use essential oils. So if your client has got a lot of inflammation, you would use mint. You know, if they are struggling to relax, you would use Lang Lang, you know. So the aromatherapy massage is more for picking a certain oil to heal your client that you're going to mix with the barrier oil, which is usually grapeseed oil that you massage on the whole body. And, you know, like we spoke about earlier is the history form. There are some oils you cannot use on pregnant women, you know, more so many essential oils. So that's why that part is also very important. You know, you can't do an aromatherapy massage on somebody who is pregnant.
I see. Here's another question. Someone here says, hi, Clement, I'm a football player and I would like to know if massage therapy is recommended after my exercises because I normally don't do them, but I don't get injuries.
I mean, again, yes, it is. Our massage is typically for anyone who's actually moderately active. If you just do anything, you walk a lot of stairs, nurses, whatever you do, if you're just moderately active, this is for you. If you're a sports star, then you definitely need this massage at least twice a week. I do recommend it. Yes, you do not get injuries yet, but it's to prevent further injuries. It'll help you move better. In essence, I always tell my clients, it's like F1, you do need that pit stop to change those tires, to become a better person, to become a better driver.
Oh, here's another message here. Hi, Clement and your guests. I'm an avid runner with rheumatoid arthritis. I always lie on that form that I feel when going for a sports massage. Please find out for me if I'm exposing myself to any future complications. So he probably doesn't say on the form that he's got arthritis. And I don't know why.
No, he definitely needs to
put that down. He needs to be honest about
because
that.
Because now the therapist doesn't know. What if the therapist is going too deep into the tissues and massing maybe by mistake massaging over the ligaments? Or you need to put that down. You need to put that down. As a therapist, I need to know that. I need to know what I'm healing. I need to know what I'm helping. I know what I'm preventing as well.
Sure. Yeah, no. Just make sure that you do that. Okay, so how do people get a hold of you, Aisha? You're in Lanesia, you said.
Yes, I'm in Lanesia. So they can follow me on Instagram. I go under Lash Life Always.
Lash Life Always.
Yes.
On Instagram.
Yes. And my cell phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'll get it if
they'll
they contact
get it there.
Me. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So Lash Life Lady, you said?
Lash Life Always.
Okay, Lash Life Always on Instagram.
Yes.
That's how you can get a hold of Aisha Kadia.
Yes.
And for you, Nancy?
You can find me on Instagram at Nancy Skin Solution. I also have a YouTube channel.
Nancy Skin Solution,
Yes, and you can actually contact me directly on my business line,
073-927-6935. So 0739276935 if you want to contact Nancy Sibanda directly. And then Acho Abonga.
You can also find me on Instagram. I'm at Sho Abonga, A-T-S-H-O, at sho.abonga, A-B-O-N-G-A, underscore Mteto.
That's such a
beautiful name. I know, thank you. Shout out to my parents. At Sho Abonga Mteto, M-T-E-T-O. That's at sho.abonga, underscore Mteto.
Yeah.
And then you can get our business at Iron Image on Booksy, the booking app. So just check Iron Image on Booksy.
Iron Image.
We're based in Midrand, Voter World, Virgin Active. That's where we're at. You can walk in, you can make a booking on Booksy anytime.
Okay, Booksy, wonderful. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Yes, Aisha, you wanted to say something?
You could add my cell phone number if you want.
Yeah, it's 084. If you're comfortable with that, 084.
555-7668.
084-555-7668.
I also offer infant massage therapy as well as prenatal
massage therapy?
So for your babies, your just born babies that suffer with colic, that have trouble sleeping, I help you with that. I also do prenatal massaging in your second and third trimester for your pregnant woman.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's fascinating.
So if any pregnant mummies want to contact me, please contact me.
Yeah.
And for your infants, please contact me as well.
That's wonderful. Do you also do children or are you more...
Well, look, I don't do many children. I run an aesthetics clinic. I'm big on skin. So I do chemical peels, microneedling, laser, removal of skin lesions. So my business is more on skin. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. But I do also do massages. I don't do infant. I don't do pregnant people. Mm. And if things continue the way they are, I might just stop doing men as well.
So just my last question from myself. So every time you're done with a massage, and like massage therapists always have these products that they recommend.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm. Oh, yes, we recommend.
Yes.
And I don't know, but I'm like, ugh. Because I want to relax, right?
Yes.
I don't want, even if I've done a facial, I'm not thinking about like, okay, I need to buy products to sustain. Because for me, it was, I came here for a once off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. And I feel like, you know, as therapists, we need to open a platform where we can talk about the good, bad and ugly of the industry.
Mm.
The reason why therapists hop around from work to work is because the targets are high. The working hours are extremely high.
Mm.
So she's looking at her numbers, and if she doesn't meet her target, she's not going to get paid.
Mm.
So now she just needs to quickly sell you whatever. But sometimes we do recommend because we see a problem. With anything, whether it's gym, eating right, looking after your body, consistency is key. And I always preach this to my clients, and you know, it's always hard to tell them, but with anything that you're doing, you need to be consistent.
Mm.
So that means you need to use some products at home and then keep coming back to me.
Mm.
So yes, recommendations are good, but to be honest, therapists are badly taken care out of there by their employees.
Mm.
So they just shove client products down your throat so that they can make targets.
Pella, sometimes it's not even a recommendation. It's like they're insisting.
Oh, yes.
It's like, no, I'm okay. It's like, no. Whew. Okay.
You need those salts.
You need that.
You need the scrub.
Aisha, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Acho Abonga, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
And Nancy as well. And good luck, guys. And I understand more about massage therapy now. The art and the science behind it. It's 3 minutes before 12.